from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where sometimes tennis analogies go wrong, but they actually still make perfect sense to me. Now, NBA free agency is essentially over. I realize there's still some players milling around and some movings and shakings could happen. But for the most part, we've wrapped it up. So I've got a few questions for you guys now that NBA free agency is over. Question number one. Does it make sense to you that Anthony Edwards is already over his playoff loss? He goes, that S is gone. I can't do nothing about it. I can't go back and replay it. It's over. We lost.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that is the mentality you have to have is what? How do I get to it next? How do I get back to it? If you sit in it too long, especially whenever it's the, you know, that round, like when Dirk lost the finals, didn't he pout all summer long? He went to Australia for a while, but Jason Terry would come pick him up every day and they'd go drink on a bus. And maybe that was good for him.
I think that Anthony Edwards is young enough to think that he's going to be back there 10
probably
more times.
Yeah,
he did say
too.
He did. You might be right, but he did say this, which I thought was good. When you lose, you're motivated. If you lose and you're not motivated, that's a problem.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I did like that quote.
I'm with them though. You have to move on. But I do think it hurts people more if they haven't won and they're in their 8th or 10th year in
that
the league, because now they're like, am I ever going to do this?
Yeah.
But when you're 22 years old, you're like, all right, I probably have, looking at LeBron, yeah, I know this isn't realistic, I have 20 more years
to
play.
Sure.
And also, he's with Team USA, where he's the focal point now. So
he hasn't seceded.
it's just quite in Leave America, as far as I know.
He hasn't seceded like Kawhi.
Unsucceeded.
I don't. It actually kind of makes sense. I don't want to say that. He's just not going to be on the team. Who do you think is the biggest threat in the East to the Celtics now? Now, I understand you might still think the Celtics are the favorite, but like, who do you think is their biggest threat now?
I mean,
I guess New York.
New York.
Why do you say it like that, though?
I like their team. I think Jalen Brunson is a very good player. Is he a superstar that can lead you to a championship at his size? I like Jalen Brunson. I love him. I'm rooting for him. I have no hate against him, but can you win a championship with a 6'2 superstar and no other guy like that is on that status?
Yeah, I that's a good question, because he is clearly the engine that is carrying that thing across the line. And wherever he goes is what that team does. If he's not there, they're a very different team for sure. I don't No, but they play really good team ball. But is it enough to overcome?
The thing I think about with that is history would say probably not. But it feels like these last several years, every time a challenge has been put in front of Brunson, he's like, okay, watch.
It's clearly...
So it's tough.
It's clearly the Sixers. And everybody knows it's the Sixers until further notice. And
if they're healthy, they will be a big-time threat because I don't think Porzingis and Horford could handle Joel Embiid in a seven-game series if, and he never is, this is the problem.
Yeah.
If Joel Embiid was at 100%, come playoff time and stayed at that 100%, it would be really tough for Boston. And Joel does something that they never ran into last year. That's why some people said if Denver would have played better basketball and made the finals, could Jokic have beat that Boston team? Because they never ran up against a big guy.
Yeah. That can do that. Yeah, right. Absolutely. And so with Paul George, Tyrese Maxey, I get it. Look, I've talked about the 76ers. They feel like the Cowboys at times in terms of you're like, oh, maybe, but not really. Like, I know you're not going to make it.
Right.
I don't know how or why.
I when you say threat, I still think it's the Knicks.
Okay.
But talent-wise, it does feel like the Sixers have that talent, whether or not it culminates in what ultimately you are looking for. No.
I know we talked about this yesterday for just a second because somebody from the Bleacher Report mentioned it, but now from the Ringer, another person says their favorite under the radar signing is Najee Marshall to the Mavs for a 3-year $27 million
deal. Which is still, like Mike said yesterday, most everybody that saw him get signed went, who?
What? Yeah.
And kind of had to really dig and look and find some things on him. And when they did, they were like, man, this is a pleasant surprise for this.
And just because of that, that gives us an excuse to reflect back to yesterday and hear from Najee Marshall on the expectations of playing with Luka.
Yeah, kind of like Q said, Luka's an amazing player. So just to learn from him and, you know, just to play with him, make the game easier for him. Even to learn from like Clay and Quinn, who are great shooters. So I'm just excited to play with everybody, looking forward to it. But yeah, Luka's an amazing player, and just to make the game easier for him.
Now, my next question for you guys, as it looks like most of the major moves are wrapped up, which team is now under the most pressure the rest of the summer? Maybe it's because they haven't done jackass. Maybe because they've made some of the wrong moves.
I mean, the Lakers. And the Lakers always are.
So the Lakers are one of them. And the example, I'm really sorry, I wish I would have asked for this audio, but one of the blurbs was, look at this introductory comment from JJ Redick about Bronny. It looks like he's being held hostage and reading off a teleprompter. And so, like, you talked about it, Mike. Is JJ Redick the coach that fits with this roster? And then we have no idea what the force of Bronny is going to be in terms of what you have to do with him. And before people are like, oh, don't put too much pressure on him. I'm not saying I put the pressure on him. His agent was like, he's only going to go to these three teams or he's going to go play in Australia, and we will not sign a G League contract. He has to get a guaranteed deal to stay on the NBA team. So, like, they've already put the pressure on.
I was listening to Greg Anthony this morning talk about the Bronny James situation. And obviously they're like, you have a perspective. You're obviously not LeBron James, but you played in the NBA. You have a son playing in the NBA. And they're like, we get it. Your son was better than Bronny James.
Yeah.
But he was not being critical. I think everybody's in the NBA being very careful. LeBron James owns somewhat the NBA, so they're all tiptoeing. Gilbert Arenas believes that Bronny James is the same as Victor Wembanyama and Zion Williamson, watching his show yesterday.
Eight.
And I'm like, how scared are you of LeBron James? Yeah. Does LeBron James own this YouTube thing you're doing? It feels like it does.
I mean, he has a lot of far-reaching...
The way Gilbert is talking. You can tell he's scared to death of the wrath of LeBron James. Is Greg Anthony at least said, hey, I'm hearing that they might not play him in another summer league game to keep the criticism, to keep somewhat the criticism away from Bronny and not allow him to look bad in summer league. And he's like, really, what's best for his development, especially if you look at if where he was picked and where his development is at in his career, These are the games for him to try to see where he's at against professionals and then to try to improve to eventually at some point in his career become a NBA player. He didn't go as far to say a real NBA player because everybody knows he would not be in the NBA in 2024, right. 25 if his dad wasn't dictating these situations. Right. But I don't know. I think that there is a lot of pressure. JJ Redick makes no sense. I guess I've been watching too much old school stuff. I did watch the NBA Game 7 where Jerry West was named the MVP, but the Celtics lost, win.
Yeah.
It was really crazy. The Celtics near the end of the game, LA's making a run, and Bill Russell calls a timeout because Bill Russell's also the head coach of that team. So he's on the floor and he calls a timeout and then like makes substitutions and everything. And I'm like, I don't get it. Has been done before and it was a long time ago.
Why would I
just
more
make
this?
LeBron James the head coach? It's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's really the head coach. Just stop pretending JJ Redick is coming in to coach this team. He's not. LeBron James is coaching this team.
What about the Miami Heat? Are they on this list at all for a team that you're like, hey?
I thought I don't see a lot of pressure on them. I think that they exceeded expectations making the NBA Finals a year ago. But I guess they're in kind of no man's land for me.
Yeah.
We know that that was a fluke that they made it that far. Somehow they got on a run and the Eastern Conference sucked. And Jimmy Butler's not the guy. He's not a top 15 player in this league. I'm not even sure if he's a top 20 player in this league. He's somewhere between like 15 and 25 at best for me. So they don't have a guy to lead them anywhere. They don't have what I consider great depth on their team to really be a threat. To me, the team is Milwaukee. Where is Milwaukee going at this point? And what I think there's a lot of pressure at this point there because they feel like a lost organization right now. Especially with a superstar player.
Like, is their coach the guy for that group? I mean, he's consistently had these problems pop up along the way, and he was supposed to be Mr. Fix-It when he came into Milwaukee, and he didn't.
Now, I think I know where y'all sit on this question, but I just want to check. Whose 2025 NBA Finals chances do you like more right now? The Dallas Mavericks or the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I'm still the Mavericks.
Oh, hell yeah!
The Thunder have to prove they can beat the Mavericks before I switch to them.
Man, I think it's close. A great question. It's like 51% to 49%. This is how close it is. So I'm going to have to answer. I will answer the Mavs, but I think it's so close. It's tough for. I think they're the top two teams in the Western Conference, not by far, because I think Minnesota and Denver are very close. But I'll lean towards the Mavs getting Klay Thompson over getting Hartenstein and getting Caruso, even though those were great pickups for them. Shea's awesome. They have a very young and upcoming team.
Yeah.
But I do think that you can look at PJ Washington and you can, they're not as good as their young stars. But you can look at Derek Lively and go, aren't they going to improve too?
Yeah. No, that's a fair argument. Reggie, I want to pick your brain on this real quick because using the 51-49 idea, I would probably go 51% Oklahoma City then. Like, I'm...
God, you're a hater,
dude.
I knew
you were going to say that.
God!
I agree. It is close. I would give a slight edge to OKC because of the defensive upgrades as well. Reggie, 2025 NBA Finals right now. Who do you like their chances better, Mavs or Thunder?
I give the Mavs a better shot as of right now.
Woo!
I mean, this Thank is a you. Team that, yeah, they've been through it. They have the higher end when you talk about the star player in Luka Doncic. And then they addressed a big-time need. I know you talked about the Thunder addressing defense and in some ways rebounding as well. The Mavericks addressed the shooting, which was a big need in the postseason. So I think that the Mavericks do have the edge. But I think you guys are all right when you talk about how close it is and how, I mean, it remains to be seen what ultimately gets done at the end of the season.
Just think about how much more they could have run away in games if they'd have had a shooter like Klay.
Oh, I absolutely.
Instead of Derek Jones Jr. over there.
I mean, I do not want to diminish the contributions of Derek Jones Jr. I thought he was...
all Cowboy fans think that we had a horrible defensive coordinator for the last 3 years.
His three-point attempts per game in the playoffs. Maybe he hits one.
I don't want revisionist history here. There's a long time that people really like Dan Quinn here. And then they didn't.
Oh, thank God he's gone.
Yeah. You see how bad they were?
Let's get back Billy Joe Dupree or whatever is the guy's name we had before.
He couldn't,
Bob Cooter.
He couldn't, Billy, what?
He couldn't what even make name? Micah a good player.
The three named guy that sucked at coaching.
Billy Joe Dupree?
Whatever. Was. Nobody even knows.
Is that the
and then I think
back?
He also mixed him with Jim Bob Cooter, who's an offensive coordinator.
Are you just putting lots of names together? Yeah. You just like
Lee Harvey Michelle Oswald. Geller. I don't
know.
It was a three-name person.
I don't know about that one. Wait.
David Allen Coe.
I know Mike Nolan was the worst in the history of football, but
Maurice Jones-Drew.
There's other guys that stunk at it, too.
Who are the best three-named people?
This one's tricky. Huh. Not what you just said.
Michael 4-3-2,
55% Dallas, 50% OKC. And I don't
105%.
Not entirely sure that
that's just straight up math, dude.
That
105%. What's wrong?
Okay. Anytime
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's three names.
That is a good one.
Who else?
Who's
your favorite three-named person?
I always felt like he also had three names before he changed his name too, and I know it wasn't, but it sounds like it's Lou Alcindor. Yeah.
No, that's just what Alcindor was the last name.
But it sounds like three names.
Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
man,
good
if
one.
This was 1999, maybe.
Steffi Graf Agassi.
Does she go by that?
No.
Stephen Curtis Chapman. Oh, wait, y'all don't know who he is.
I don't know who that is.
He's a Christian singer.
Oh. Sean William Scott. We're not doing this right now.
John Wayne Gacy.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, that's a great one.
Booker T. Washington.
Sarah Michelle Seller.
What?
No, that's not right. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Michael B. Jordan.
Meta World Peace.
If I can count that one, that's who I pick. Coming up next, your anti-bucket list.
World Be Free.
What's one thing
that's a great one.
You hope you never have to do again?
Meta World Peace.
We'll do that next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through The Fan from the 817. Y'all are on fire. Actually, I think it might say they're on fire over there. So
yeah, they were naming a lot of names like Walker Texas Ranger, Michael Effing Young.
Okay, so we tried to figure that out. We had a lot of semantical debates about what counts as three names and what doesn't. We might pick that up never again, but we'll see. Now, in the meantime,
James Earl Jones.
Our good buddy Aaron, who's an amazing Tolo and graphic designer, maybe, because he always has all kinds of cool logos. I saw this from him and realized that this was the thing I guess people talk about sometimes. What would be on your anti-bucket list? The one thing that you hope you never have to do again. 877-881-1053. You can also hit us up on Twitch and on the YouTube and tell us why your answer is make new friends.
What? I will.
You don't want to make friends ever again?
I'm with Kevin.
I know people.
I know who I know.
I don't want to see them that much.
I have friendships that have lasted over 7 years. Therefore, they will last a lifetime.
Wait, what is it about the process of making a new friend that you're so off-putting?
And it's the effort. And I feel like you would have been with me on this. Mm-mm. I feel like, if anything, we would have bonded over this. Nope. You don't care for effort.
My best friends, Reggie. I know I could go a year and a half without seeing them or talking to them. Yet whenever we meet up, wherever we meet up, immediately things are exactly the way
they
were. And having to go back through the effort of building that kind of trust and that kind of friendship up is a lot of work, because now I have to spend time with you to go through the friendship part. Now I have to be at some... Yeah, hey, I got to come over to your house and have dinner, and you got to come over to our house and have dinner, and now we got to, do our wives even get along? Do they hate each other?
Ooh, I hadn't thought about that. Those additional things that y'all have to consider, like how compatible does all of this go?
Yeah, it's a tough thing to make new friends, but when it comes to this part of this business, we're making new friends all the time. Like, we really are. We meet new Tolos when we go out, like out at Revolver, meet new Tolos, and sometimes make new friends. I got Tolos that text me
exactly
frequently just to see how I am, see how they're doing, let me know what they're cooking. Like, there's all sorts of stuff, and I always appreciate that. So that is a cool part of it.
I do wonder how much of this is. Y'all didn't do much moving in your lives, did you?
No.
No.
I did a good amount of moving. We got used to making friends. So
out of necessity, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your go-to move?
I don't really have
put your arm around them?
No.
In the middle of the movie?
People don't like that invasion of personal space oftentimes.
Okay. Interesting.
Kevin, my unbucket list.
What?
If you don't mind.
Yes.
I don't ever want to have a child in the NICU again.
Yeah.
If I can avoid that for the rest of my life. That was not a fun experience.
You get a point for that.
Thank you very much. Is that what we're doing with that? We're having we're scoring points.
These are my digital effects.
It was something that I was like, no, I loved having the kid, and maybe I'm done having kids there too.
Maybe.
I feel like I'm done.
Okay.
I feel like Adrian and I have, like, something would have to happen to Adrian, right? For me to want to have kids again.
That is normally how the pregnancy works.
Like, if something happened to Adrian and I'd, like, there was...
Oh, you mean like something like she goes away?
Other person came into my life and she was like, I want children, then I would have to consider that. Is that a point?
Well, you never know. There's a very famous person that probably thought they were done having kids and then had one later in life.
Yeah.
Kevin.
And then and somebody else even way more popular and way more richer.
Oh, I don't know about popular.
Richer, well, for amongst sure. Like millions of fans.
He's talking about Jerry Jones.
Oh, okay.
What? I'm sorry, Mike. Were you? That was the assumption that I made.
You assumed.
From the 817. I hope I never have to change another poopy diaper. Ooh, that is a good answer.
It's not that bad.
It's just sometimes it is, though, and you're just like, you're so small. How did you make that smell?
Baby stink.
Yeah.
I also hope I never have to ride a roller coaster again. I did it.
Any roller coaster?
I'm done with roller coasters,
all right.
Y'all.
You're going to like this.
I'm done.
You're going to like this. From the 432. Anti-bucket list, ride the Riddler at Six Flags again. I legit thought I was going to die and end up as a splatter on I-30. Then this person takes it to the next level from the 817. Ever go to Six Flags again?
Thank you.
Oh, just like the idea of an amusement park in general.
They're done.
Out on it.
Yeah.
I guess that's fair. Like, if you're not here for the roller coasters, what are you doing? Like, it is a walk-around, queue-up fest.
Great. Maybe grab an ice cream or something.
Some expensive food. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, when we took the kids recently, they had a blast. Lucy wanted every ride.
I just realized, amusement parks are great when somebody else is paying.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I could see that.
Lucy wanted to go on every ride. Avery Carter wanted to go on every ride. They were like, Dad, come on. I don't like rides. I just don't. Sorry. I hope y'all have fun on that ride. I also don't want to lose you on the pirate ship. It almost happened to Avery once. He floated off.
Okay.
Oh, what?
I had to hook him in, yeah.
And those are the stories that terrify me, or that person that like got their head chopped off on the Texas Giant or whatever that exact story was. Something bad happened to somebody.
Yes.
And stories like that I'm
somebody
like...
Somebody did fly out. It didn't.
So it can happen.
Yes.
And that is the thing that...
Terrified.
Yes, absolutely. Ooh, I like this one from the 254. I never want to take the SATs again.
I can do that again. That's fine.
Assuming you're, I don't know, not planning on going back to college, it feels like you should hopefully be able to avoid that. This one is a very fair one. Anti-bucket list, cancer and its treatment.
Thank you.
It's the worst.
I hope you never have to deal with that again. What about sitting in at a baseball field in 100-degree heat? Like, we are lucky now that we don't have that here in Texas. I don't miss it by any means.
Yeah.
The other day we went to the Rangers game. It was against the Royals. It was 100 and something outside. And the walk in, I was like, oh my gosh. I told Adrian, I said, maybe no more 3 o'clock games. Maybe we just wait for the evening games.
So,
but it was so nice once we got inside.
Years ago at the beginning of May, my sister and her husband invited us to a Rangers game. And we're like, what day is it? Sunday. And you're like, oh no. That means it's the 205 game. And we're like, all right, but this is the absolute latest. We're going to this. And that's the beginning of May. And they're like, no. Not after that.
But what other stadium is going to have that kind of heat now? Because now that Texas is done, is there another stadium that gets that hot?
Hmm.
I haven't played in all the stadiums, so I don't know.
That makes sense.
I feel like not all of them are going to be that because more Northeast stuff, more West Coast.
Yeah,
stuff.
I'm not sure. I'll look into that. Mike, I don't remember if this happened to you or not. Their anti-bucket list was passing kidney stones.
Did you have to do it twice?
Oh,
they say it's. I mean, I have obviously no clue, and nobody will ever be able to do this. But they say, like, for a man, it's like having a child. Because I obviously will never experience childbirth, thank God. A woman can experience both. Hopefully not at the same time. That would be really bad.
Oh, my Adrian gosh. Said that when she... Now, this is different, obviously, because a man can't push a baby out of that. We know of.
Offensive.
That we know of. But Adrian had kidney stones while pregnant.
Ugh.
And they had to take her into the hospital and, like, they had to go blast them and then scoop them out with a net or whatever. And, like, oh, she was in pain. And that woman doesn't ever complain about pain. She's always like, no, I'm fine.
Oh, you know what I mean? Man. That.
With pain?
That sounds horrifying.
What are you doing there?
Well, like, she's one of those, she's like, I'm going to tough it out.
Ah, kind okay.
of people, you know?
From the 817, anti-bucket list item. I never want to work in customer service related positions ever again.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with that.
So here's what I used to say when I went back looking for a job after I kicked in that person's window is I had worked in retail and at a daycare. And I was like, whatever situation you can pitch to me, I've heard or seen a variation of it.
All right.
Because kids and people in retail to deal with can be the worst. And so I felt like that gave me great job training for whatever scenario was going
to
come up.
It's a beat down. And I try not to sound as old as I'm about to sound where, you know, complaining about how it is now versus how it used to be. But I feel like we've gotten so much more entitled and so much shorter with folks that are in these customer service positions. I feel for all them fine folks that do that work. I couldn't be me at this point.
We've talked about this a bunch. It feels like the anger so often gets directed at the wrong person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, this person running the register, they probably didn't make that corporate policy that is running afoul of you right now.
And it's really the person that wasn't turning right at the red light that ticked you off. And now you just took it inside to the restaurant.
That's a good point. You're a bad driver.
Or you couldn't find parking, and now you're mad about that, and you're just like, ugh.
Why don't y'all have more registers open?
If you're in the middle lane, and you're the second car pulling up to a stoplight, and you pull into the right-hand lane that's open with no intention of turning, you're bad at driving, and you have just blocked someone from potentially turning and moving along the flow of traffic. Now, if you're already in that lane, what can you do? Move lanes? Whew, that sounds like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Moving lanes is a big problem.
From the 281, the dentist. They never want to go to the dentist.
I love going to the dentist.
I do not.
Yeah, it works out pretty fine for me.
It doesn't bug me. Obviously, if there's like you have a major cavity or something,
it can.
But if it's just a cleaning, it's not.
I don't know why. It's just the noise I really don't care for it. Yeah, I don't care for it at all.
Why are you good at that?
Uh-huh.
If somebody sends me another email on V-Creative, I've tried to let it be known I'm never doing it, but they seem to not get the message.
So that's your anti-bucket list? I like it.
Hire somebody to do it, because that ain't me. You don't ask Luka to do the paperwork for the Dallas Mavericks. I ain't doing the paperwork up
what
here.
What if Luka is doing the
that
paperwork?
That would be awesome.
How do you know?
If you just showed Luka doing paperwork for something.
Corey Seager, instead of coming up to bat in the fourth inning, he's like, sorry, I got to go do V-Creative right now.
When Mike is like yelling at guys on the court, it's actually about making sure that they put in their paperwork for the
did you talk to HR? Sorry, Luca.
We need your reimbursement paperwork.
Not my job.
From the 682, this is another serious one. It makes sense. Go through a divorce again, and they said they had to move because of it. Now,
some people love divorcing.
I can't imagine
Jennifer Lopez.
Does love it?
Yeah, I don't know about love. I feel like there might be people that are less upset about it, but I don't know if anybody's like, I want to go through this process.
Interesting. Now, mine was moving.
I'm with you.
Mine is similar.
If we have to move, that's fine. I would like to go somewhere else for a week until I can help finance all the processes.
Which one's the worst, the packing part or the unpacking part?
No, it's the packing up the boxes, because at least the unpacking, I can be like, well, you know, I guess I don't have to have that thing right now. I could figure it out. But the packing of the boxes, they're like, hey, either you're moving or the people who are moving you are coming on this day. And so you need to do it. Like, I get you should unpack your stuff. But there's no like absolute.
Oh, the anxiety of the deadline?
Yes, exactly. And so for me, it's moving. I would like to never have to do that.
Yeah, mine is a little bit more specific. It is moving someone else, particularly someone else who may be a little bit of a hoarder. God rest my grandmother. But yeah, there was a point in time where she was like, she asked me and my mom to help her move. And we're like, all right, cool. We get there on the day that it needs to happen, and nothing is packed. And there's so much stuff that's just like, this can't go with you. This is trash. And she was like, all right, got to go to work. And I was like, what? And so we, one, organized her house, two, packed it up, and three, thank you, I appreciate
that. Wait for you, Reggie.
Put it in the truck, got it to the place. And so it was just, it was a stressful situation that I never want to do again. Because think of all the anxieties that you have about moving, and now added to, like, none of this is my stuff that I now have to make decisions about how to pack it, where to put it, all those things. Frustrating as hell. Never again.
I'm with you at that, with that. From the 214, I never want to referee youth soccer again.
Oh, youth sports at all.
Is it because you're so close that you could also hear people complain about you?
Yes.
Like, maybe you can hear that at the big
league
level.
And it's not just the complaining. It's the parents that think you're the worst, and you're keeping their kid from getting a scholarship or playing in the MLS.
Yeah.
They're like, what? It is four-year-old soccer out here. Like, we're not there yet. Come on. If that kid will get up off the ground for a minute and that one over there stops chasing butterflies, then, yeah, we can get this game rolling. Otherwise, I'm just letting them play right now. They're out here for playtime for the next 30 minutes. It's not out here competitive at 4 years old, guys.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. Now, there's some really, like, very real life, very serious ones. I never want to go to war again.
All right.
Agree.
When did you go to war?
Not me personally. This person said they fought in Desert Storm. Not me.
Do you want another war, though, so that we can prove our worth?
I would prefer not, because then people are going to die.
You don't want that.
I don't.
Overpopulation is what you're looking for.
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
I think China does something about that.
From the 214, this person says they never want to poop again. They're over it.
Look, there are times. Oh God, I can't believe this. We got to go.
No, tell me real quick.
There are times when you're just like, I needed that. But if we didn't have to do that as getting rid of the waste, there's just another way, I'd be okay with it.
I mean, I think you have to view it in a certain framework. You remember those times when you're just feeling awful and then you go and, you know,
you feel great.
You feel great after.
Yeah. I've had that experience.
I think just keep that in mind, that there's upsides to this.
And I think also if more of us got B-days, then we'd be much happier.
Like birthdays?
Yeah, the B-day. It sprays the water.
Oh, of the day.
Gotcha.
Yeah, B-day.
I was thinking about high school.
I don't like the emphasis you're putting there.
Why? It's a B-day. That's what it is.
Yeah, it feels wrong. I don't know discernibly why, but it does feel wrong. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Are these the only teams that actually have a shot at winning the Super Bowl this season?
Yep.
Okay, great. Next on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. To the 40, to the 35, 30. Breaks away. 25. Touchdown, Josh Allen.
Is that one of the teams? KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Side question. If you give them reasons why, is it okay to tell somebody, I think you can do better than this?
I think it's if it's constructive,
okay,
then yes.
Okay.
Especially one of the greatest moments I ever had, Kevin, in the newspaper industry was in college, at Richland College. I had done like my second newspaper. I'd laid it out and everything, and I was like, all right, here it is. And it was dripping red by the time my professor was done with it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the grammatical errors. It was just kind of the way that I'd laid out the paper and everything. And Kevin, do you think I'm pretty good at laying out a newspaper?
Yes, I think you're very good.
I learned.
Except for that one time you messed up the headline.
Don't worry about that.
And spelled it wrong.
Well, don't worry about that.
The other one was you. I spelled it wrong.
That being said, it made me go, I can. She said that. I think you can do better. And I was like, you know what? All right. And I went and sat down and worked on it. That specific one that I laid out ended up winning multiple awards at the TIPA events.
Mm.
So I ended up doing something good from it.
Okay. I like that. So Sports Illustrated has a list, and it says, these are the 12 teams that could actually win the Super Bowl. You could just give me a simple yay or nay as we go along.
All right.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep. Mike thinks so
Mike says
well.
Yes.
Mike's giving a thumbs up here.
The Buffalo Bills. Mike says no.
I like this. It's like he's Caesar.
I'm very interested. I'm very interested in the connection with Keon Coleman from Josh Allen and what
yay
they turned into.
Yay or nay?
I don't think so.
Okay. The New York Jets.
No.
That is a double no. Even when you're not chewing.
They have a really good defense. They have a really good defense.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Oh, wow.
Even when he's not eating food, he's
is your mouth full right now, Mike? No, you didn't even say no? You're just going to open your mouth and stick your tongue out.
Do I need to like process it? Mike Bassett gives a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. The Cincinnati Bengals.
They could.
Giving a thumbs up.
They could. Okay. I mean, again, Mahomes in the way.
I don't know if Derek Holland put this team on the list. The Cleveland Browns.
Oh, wow, that thumbs down happened really quickly.
I know, because he heard Derek Holland. He was like, thumbs down. Oh, Cleveland Browns, thumbs down.
It just seems like that team, like something's going to go wrong.
Sure. I could see that. The Houston Texans.
Oh, the thumbs in the
yay
middle.
Yay or nay?
I think yes.
Oh, he says yes.
I think yes.
Both of you guys say yes. I love it.
Reggie's I'm not saying that. Will. I mean, like,
no,
we,
I
not all these
could.
Teams can, but they could. They definitely could be competing for that at the end of the year.
San Francisco 49ers.
Thumbs up. Strong thumbs up. And a nod.
Okay, this is from Mike. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I just heard what Corey said. The Los Angeles Rams.
Down from Mike Bassett.
And down.
You need to see something exceptional from Matt Stafford.
I already know Corey's vote on this. The Detroit Lions.
Oh, he's in the middle, but trending upwards, Mike Bassett is.
Corey, you better say up. Dan Campbell.
I'm interested to know if Jordan Love is going to take over, or if he's just, you know, that was a year that he was good.
You need to believe in your Lions.
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
But they did a good job addressing some of their weaknesses.
Well, then you better say yes to this next one. The Green Bay Packers.
I think they might be able to.
Okay.
Thumbs up from Mike Bassett.
And then finally.
Their coach is a good coach.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Very emphatic thumbs down from Mike Bassett.
What are they even good at? You know? Wearing green.
Not closing out the
funky.
Season.
Yeah.
They were really good before that.
Yeah, being a dirty, dirty
place. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if we should say
dirty,
that.
Dirty, dirty place.
So is that a no?
I'm out on the Eagles.
All right. So Sports Illustrated put together their list of 12 teams. These are the only 12 that could win the Super Bowl. Mike said no to 5 of them. Corey said no to 6 of them.
That's right.
And you will notice that the list did not contain the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, were you waiting for that one? 100%.
While I was looking through the list, yes, but they didn't.
100% Mike, they could.
Hey!
Mike is fonzing us.
Is that a verb?
Yeah.
You want to redo that?
A little bit.
Giving us the fonz?
He's giving us the fonz.
That sounds worse, to be honest.
Yeah. Hey, what do you want to do tonight? Can you give me the fonz? Like, that feels like...
Thanks for that one.
I don't... Damn it.
Does that mean two thumbs?
And then, no, it's
also,
just...
Also, thank you for that.
No, it's just something that'll make you go, hey...
I'm leaving that
this
part
show
in.
Is
you're
stupid.
You hit a jukebox and it turns all the lights on.
I can see why people stop streaming this show. All right. The Cowboys are not on this list.
Did everybody think that Snoop Dogg stole that from the Fonz?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure about that. All right. Let's go back to Jerry Jones' upcoming trial. Now, remember, he's on the plaintiff's side this time. And this is why I remember why I have a huge issue with this. Alexandra Davis is and her mom are being sued by Jerry Jones. Right. Alexandra Davis is 27 years old. Corey, how long ago was 1998?
27 years ago.
Ooh, so close.
26.
26 years ago.
All right.
Which means Alexandra Davis would have been approximately 1 year old, 1 year old, when her mom signed this document saying they would not discuss any money or parental heritage expectation, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. She's one. I get it if you were going to sue the mom. It's like, hey, you're a grown ass adult. You can't be talking about this stuff. How is I?
It doesn't make sense that the court would say this is like this works.
I do not believe that the daughter who was one when this paperwork got signed should be bound by that whatsoever. But they're the ones who are being sued by the Jones family, who they said they held up their end of the bargain, and the Davis family has not. The interesting thing about this for me, though, is some of the pretrial hearings, because we talked about this could be in front of a jury in like a week and a half, that they're not allowed to use the term hush money. And Bobby asked if perhaps that's just legally you're not supposed to say that. But I mean, when you sign a document that says you're not going to discuss any of this stuff, it certainly feels like hush money.
So more like quiet cash is what you're saying?
Yeah. I don't know if that, I don't know if they said.
That's a good one right there. I like that.
Maybe the judge is like hush money or any variation of that phrase will not be allowed. But yes, they
shut
cannot
the F up soaps.
They cannot use the term hush money in the trial and may make some reflections or discussions about what the money was for.
Can they use the term sleeping with the fishes?
I don't believe that.
Don't discuss dollars.
What's Jerry's daughter? I don't know if daughter is the right term. It's like he was a father to her. What's her name?
Alexandra.
You think Alexandra will be on the Dallas Cowboys 2024 cheerleader show?
I don't know.
Ooh.
She could be like part of the final cuts with Charlotte.
I that's a good question. DallasCowboys.com will of course ignore it, but I'm not sure.
Non-disclosure nickels
about no. Okay. Okay, I got what you're doing. You guys are very
quiet quarters.
Very very clever. Let's talk about Jordan Addison.
Indiscretion income. Or actually, it'd be discretion income.
Damn. I like it.
That sounds really fancy, actually.
Shh, money.
Jordan Addison responded on social media. I don't think this is going to get him in trouble, but somebody posted, I believe it was on Instagram, talking about the Giants, and they're like, hey, the Vikings are still going to lose to the Giants in week one. Go down the comments, Jordan Addison. How much you want to bet?
Uh-oh, you can't do that.
I know.
You can't do that.
I don't think technically the NFL will come
down
on this.
Shouldn't be doing that.
Maybe they will.
This
feels like a bad idea,
they need to come down hard on that guy.
I think it's okay as long as you do it through FanDuel because they're the NFL sponsor.
Yeah, if you use the FanDuel.
Yes. Yep. By the way, I believe the NFL just got a sponsorship for like mobile gaming from a casino corporation as well. But betting is bad.
But it's not.
Except when it's not, yeah.
Yeah. How much you want to bet, we win. That's what he's saying. He's betting on himself to win, Kevin.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with that?
That is somewhat confusing.
Is that an extra motivator? Is that a PED?
Yes. I'm not sure. And then finally, just real quick, Adrian Wilson, a former Panthers and Cardinals front office executive, he just kind of like disappeared from the Carolina organization. And over the weekend, they're like, oh, yeah, he's not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you found out that he got arrested for domestic violence.
Oh, man.
And the Panthers aren't commenting any further. But obviously, this, I assume, explains why he is no longer a part of the organization. With the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan.
Discreet dinero.
Coming up next.
I like that. Don't speak dimes.
That is actually really good. Corey rewatched the Mavs press conference yesterday.
On purpose.
And demands the answer to this question. Who is the most beloved current DFW head coach? Maybe by the players, maybe by the fans.
Jerry Jones.
He's not a coach.
He thinks he is.
We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.